Arizona's current Secretary of State, Michelle Reagan, was knocked out in August primary, so a new secretary will take office in January. The position's most important duty is running the state's elections, but it's also the second highest post behind governor. And over the past three decades or so, three secretaries of state have been elevated to governor when the ninth floor office holder didn't complete his or her term. The Republican nominee for Secretary of State is Steve Gaynor. He decided not to talk to us, but the Democratic nominee, Katie Hobbs, did, and I spoke with her about the job and some of her other views, just in case she were to become governor. I started by asking why she thinks she would be the right fit to be Secretary of State.
Well, I've spent my whole career, both as a social worker and in the legislature, working to make government work better for the people of Arizona. And that clearly needs to happen in the Secretary of State's office. There's a lot of mismanagement that needs to be turned around, both with the election side, which is probably the most high profile, but every single area where the Secretary of State provides services to the public, mostly through online portal, there's problems. And so the taxpayers of Arizona aren't getting the services that they're paying for, that they deserve, and there's a lot that needs to be fixed.
Are there any specifics you can offer as to where that goes? Because obviously the first couple of years with Michelle Reagan in office, there were a lot of concerns about how elections were handled.
Well, so I've spent a lot of my career as the chief compliance officer for a large nonprofit. So I was part of the executive management team running, it was the largest domestic violence shelter, one of the largest in the country at the time. And so part of strategic management, budgeting decisions, as well as my specific role, making sure we are complying with all the laws and regulations. But I think in terms of turning around the mismanagement in the office, one of the first things I'll do is a top-to-bottom review of all of the areas of the office where improvements needed, and then putting together action plans of how we can fix that and making sure that we are being very clear and transparent with the voters of what we're doing and how we're making things better.
And how does your legislative leadership experience play into this, if at all?
Well, I think that, you know, as the legislative leader, I've had the opportunity to work with the members of our caucus and put forward a unified agenda from the Democratic side of the aisle, but also had the chance to really bring about some bipartisan wins. I worked with Governor Ducey to end the backlog of untested rape kits in Arizona, which isn't clearly a nonpartisan issue. And then the opioid package that we put forward this year. So that track record of leadership across the aisle, but also in my time in the Senate, I served as the ranking member of the Elections Committee when that was in place.
Were there any questions that you wanted to ask Secretary Reagan you didn't get a chance to, that sort of clarified for you that I'm really more interested in this job because some of the answers I'm getting are not satisfactory?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the primary debates very closely, and I was really frustrated with the way that she sort of tried to defend her actions in office, because I felt like she was very much less than accountable to the people of Arizona in terms of some of the really big mistakes that we saw happen. I also wanted her to fight back harder against her opponent in the ways that he was really misrepresenting her record in office. But really, I think for me, obviously, Michelle's not the opponent anymore. To me, the job of managing our elections cannot be taken lightly. There is not room for rookie mistakes. We don't get do-overs in elections. And so we have to get it right the first time. And I think really one of her biggest mistakes was not really understanding the magnitude of that.
So do you feel like you'd be able to go in on day one and really start to fix things, knowing that it's not going to be fixed on day one? But do you think you'd be ready to do that as soon as possible?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been watching these issues for some time now. I've, you know, seen where I think that certain people have made missteps and what I would do differently. I think what people need to see in the Secretary of State's office as the chief election officer of the state is someone who is a leader and who is taking responsibility when mistakes are made, but also acting in a very proactive manner to prevent those mistakes from happening. That means working collaboratively with the county recorder so that they're able to do their jobs and that they can execute on election day in a seamless way, and that voters are able to vote and they have confidence in the system.
Now, we know the reality of the position. It's a partisan position. You're running as a Democrat, certainly. Some have wondered whether it would be best if it were somehow not a partisan position. Is this a position that can be done in a truly nonpartisan or bipartisan way?
I think not only can it be done, it absolutely must be. The Secretary of State, the person who oversees our elections, they have to be neutral. They cannot be viewed as having any partisan interest in what happens in that office. That is my commitment to the voters of Arizona, is that I will absolutely run the office in a nonpartisan way and as much as possible take the politics out.
So as most Arizonans know, Secretary of State, of course, is number two in command. And we do not know whether Governor Ducey, Governor Garcia, whoever that may be, in that position. How important do you think it is to be prepared to step to the ninth floor if need be?
Absolutely, it is important. And, you know, voters have they deserve somebody in that office who wants to do that job, but also who is ready to take leadership in the governor's office should that happen, because it has happened quite frequently in Arizona. And I would say that my time in the legislature, the 8 years I've spent in the trenches on really important issues, economic development, K-12 and university education, criminal justice reform, water issues, I'm ready to have those conversations and start tackling those issues on day one. My opponent he responded to that question saying that if that happened, he would study up on it. And as someone who's really been engaged on these issues, I find that rather insulting.
Now, both you and your opponent have talked about that. How important do you think it is for voters to think about that aspect of it, the fact that it is the second in command in the state, as opposed to what we've already discussed, some of the responsibilities of the actual office? If you were to balance it out, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think obviously someone who's qualified and ready to take on the challenges in the Secretary of State's office and make sure that our elections are run and that we are paying attention to security, fairness, and efficiency there, but also someone who can lead. And I think it's a leader that's needed in both roles.
So where do you stand on a couple of things that might affect you as governor if you were to be in that seat? Let's talk about when it comes to taxes as it relates to higher education. It doesn't have to be taxes per se, but as far as funding K-12 education in Arizona, what would your priorities be there?
Well, we're not doing a lot to solve the problem. You've got Governor Ducey over here, you've got the education community over here, and some other folks over here, and nobody willing to sit down at the table. And, you know, I think that the teachers wanted to sit down at the table, and we saw the governor talk to some select teachers and not the group. And so I think we're not going to solve this problem in a meaningful way until we can sit down with everyone at the table and have some pretty tough conversations. Revenue is definitely part of the equation, but it's not a black and white raise taxes or don't raise taxes. I mean, we have to talk about the entire puzzle and how we make that more balanced and fair so that everybody's paying their fair share and that we can address the needs, not just K-12, but all of the funding needs of our state.
Democratic nominee for Secretary of State of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, thank you.
Thanks.